All right, welcome back to The Night Audit. My name is Diego. For those of you returning, you know that these episodes are a little bit more casual. These are more spontaneous and reflective episodes, in particular on subjects going on in my life behind the scenes that I wouldn't necessarily share on other social media platforms. Just to give a quick life update right out of the way, we're going to Seattle tomorrow to play for Cultures United, which is a team in the UPSL. And it's more of a way for me to just prepare for potential trials in Europe over the summer and for next season. So that's an update that I haven't shared with anyone other than my close family and friends. So you're getting that here. So the Journey to Pro is back. I stopped recording videos after Malta in 2021. I went to Seattle in 2021 as well to play for a different team. And this is where I made this connection. So I actually have all those YouTube videos of the tournament that I played in Seattle and all the behind the scenes there. And obviously, from as most of you know, I went to Dubai in 2022, and I actually ended up playing the season in the third division with the Green Herons. And it ended not how I would have liked, in the sense that I picked up a bit of an injury that I thought was a lot more serious than it ended up being, because I don't feel it anymore. So I'm good to play. I'm back. I'm 100%. And I genuinely thought that my career could potentially be over, because the pseudo diagnosis that the doctor gave me based off MRIs and x-rays that I did out in Dubai, he said I could have a benign tumor, which he said was osteoid osteoma. And I have heard a lot of athletes had to stop playing because of this benign tumor, that there doesn't seem to be a cure. You can't do surgery. It just goes away on its own. Its cause and, you know, disappearance, I guess, is unknown. So it's a bit of a mystery. And I thought, okay, that's it. We're focusing on social media, and I potentially will have to go to school and start studying. But that didn't resonate with me. I knew I would find a way. And honestly, I'm just so grateful that my body healed itself, and you know, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling in really good shape, and I'm really excited to head down to the States and to see what opportunities present themselves there. And as always, I'll be documenting everything. But yeah, the YouTube videos will be coming back. I'm sorry to everyone who's been asking, because I have been wanting to put them out. They just take so much time in terms of the editing, but I'm really gonna just dedicate my life to this endeavor as well as football. My life is gonna be split 50-50, because I'm gonna have some of my basic living costs covered while I'm over there, so I won't have to focus on that aspect as much. But anyway, that's a life update out of the way. There is something else that's been on my mind that I would love to talk about, because I posted a video on Instagram the other day, and it was basically outlining healthy versus dangerous sources of dopamine. And there's a reason why I didn't use the words good and bad, because there's no such thing as good or bad. Everything's contextual. Everything is in, you know, moderation. And you could sort of say the same thing about healthy and dangerous, but the reason why I felt like those were good words to use is because there are healthier habits. Like, I feel like there is objectively better habits that you can implement into your life that can give you a sort of reward that sort of spikes your, you know, dopamine receptors, right? In a healthier way. And ones that are more difficult to come by. I'll give a quick example. You know, for example, taking a cold shower spikes your dopamine, makes you feel happy, energized, and excited about life, makes you feel alive. But it's a lot more difficult to do than, let's say, playing video games, which, you know, by the way, full disclosure, I play video games. I've played video games my entire life. I grew up playing Pokemon and Zelda, and I feel like those games taught me a lot of important life lessons and, you know, concepts in terms of, you know, making critical decisions and, you know, thinking about your situation and resource management and, you know, adventuring. It sort of like scratched that itch of an adventure. But then as I grew up I realized, you know what, I want to do all that stuff that I was fantasizing about in this virtual world in real life, right? So then I started striving towards making that a reality, and it's so much more fulfilling, but it's a lot harder to do. So that's just a quick example of something that can be dangerous. It's not like it's bad, you can do it. I play video games sometimes too, although they tend to be a lot more like strategy based video games, in the sense that they're card games in real life that I also play online, like Magic the Gathering is one. I used to play Hearthstone a lot. So I really like these strategy card games. But if I can, I'll play them in real life with real human beings, because there is an element to human connection that just can't be quite translated, even if you're playing with friends online, right? It's just not quite the same as, you know, dealing with real cards and real people. But anyways, tangent diverted. We are touching back on the subject of how emotionally enslaved people are, because this is a concept that I've sort of been balancing in my mind these past couple months. Like, is this really true? Are people really emotionally enslaved to things that evoke or, you know, demand that emotion out of them? And it is, because something as simple as that post made people so mad. Like, they were defending their bad habits with their lives in there, as if it justified it, right? It's sort of like a continual, you know, process of making excuses and finding people that agree with you so that you feel comfortable in your decisions that maybe deep down, you know, aren't in your best interest. And it's funny, because at the end of the day, who benefits from these good habits, these quote unquote good habits? It's you, right? Who doesn't benefit from these good habits or making the better choices? It's me. I don't benefit at all as to what you do in your life. I just care about human beings. I know how good it feels to be healthy and to be on track and to have good people around you and to be disciplined and to be in alignment with your values and the things that you know you want out of this life. But at the end of the day, I don't really care. Like, I do, but I don't, because we're all individuals and we all have free will and we all have autonomy over our own lives. So when I make a post like that, it's purely about awareness. It's not anything more than awareness, and I'm sharing my beliefs and my opinions, right? Nothing is fact. Nothing is set in stone. I don't have some degree or some documentation with which I am the end-all, be-all authority for some sort of perspective or opinion. Everything I post, everything I share on all social media platforms will always be my own opinion based off what I've heard and my own life experience, right? And you should take that same sort of criteria and apply it to everything you hear online, unless maybe the person has like studied their entire life on this one subject. But even then, there's room for manipulation or corruption depending on the industry they're in and depending on the agendas that sort of could benefit on their on the spreading or the lack thereof, right? So there's a lot of other factors at play, but just in general, when you hear information online, you should just take what resonates with you, apply it to your life, and sort of move on. But people were attacking me personally in the comments, and it was just, I've realized now, like, you know, when I make posts like that, that kind of go semi-viral. This one got 5 million views, and, you know, I got a decent amount of comments, and I just don't need to look at it, you know. And for this is for anyone out there that's looking at creating content, I would highly recommend just posting and not ghosting, but interact with the people that actually give you back the positive energy that you're putting out there, because those are the people that, number one, care about you, number two, would benefit the most from your outputted energy, and number three, will continue to give you good energy, and it sort of creates a symbiotic relationship, which you'll find in nature everywhere. Bees and flowers is the easiest example and of a symbiotic relationship, but there's a lot of other more intricate, beautiful relationships found in nature, you know, whether it be like fungi and, you know, some other, you know, plant or dirt or element or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, there's just always these relationships that are give and take, and they benefit from each other. It's yin and yang, and it's a concept and a philosophy and a take on life and how you should live life, but it is found in every corner of this natural world. And I feel like the more you can play into that, the better your life is, the better other people's life will be. And that being said, just sort of block out the noise and ignore all the people that are trying to bring you down, because at the end of the day, people that try to attack you and bring you down were never above you to begin with. And by above, you know, it can sound like very elitist, like that sort of means that there are some people that are above or below. But, you know, I feel like if positivity and happiness is the higher echelon of life and negativity and pessimism and sort of nihilism is the lower echelon of life, then there is a pretty objective better and worse, or not even better or worse, but higher and lower vibrations, let's just say, of operating and living life. So that's kind of my take on, you know, that's just for anyone really who's on social media. And, you know, I get this a lot, like social media can be toxic. And if anyone would have experienced that, it's me, because I get a lot of criticism and a lot of hate for some of my opinions. And I will continue to share them because I know that I will continue to grow and evolve as a human being. And if I don't, then it stunts my ability to evolve and grow. And that's what I value the most. But yeah, this concept and this sort of lens should be applied to everyone, I feel like, or everyone should apply it into their own lives and how they use social media, because social media isn't toxic. You know, it's an algorithm that sort of curates itself based off what you interact with and what your preferences are seeming to be. So if you're always engaging with negative content and or maybe more degenerate content, then that's what it's going to give you. And if you're always on it and you spend hours scrolling and you're like, oh, I don't know why it's so addicting, or why it's not, you know, teaching me anything, or I hear all these people that say social media is an amazing tool, an amazing place to learn and grow, but I don't find that it's because of what you interact with. So I would recommend just unfollowing a whole bunch of people that don't provide any value to you. You know, follow people that give you insights, make you reflect on your life, give you actionable steps and tools and tips and tricks or whatever, or maybe are entertaining but in a more informative way, like whether they're traveling and they're sharing different parts of the world with you. Maybe that could inspire certain senses of adventure and curiosity then with which you can take to go adventure and explore on your own. You know, like I see a lot of people talk about how these influencers, and yeah, it's very fake and it's very, you know, over the top, but at the same time, like, why not see what they're doing and be like, I kind of want to live that life too. Even if the life that they're projecting isn't real, why not try and make that projection a reality for you? You know, I feel like we're only here for a limited amount of time. We don't know how long that is. We may as well just go give it our all, you know? And I know it's a very basic concept. It's very cliche to say that. But I think in practice, it looks like, and this kind of goes full circle, it looks like being disciplined about healthy and, you know, being disciplined about the healthy habits and being aware of the dangerous ones. And that's where a post, you know, like the one I made, I feel like was beneficial, but I guess it needed a lot more context. But unfortunately, on a 5-second video on Instagram, we're not going to have the context. But I do spend a lot of time writing my captions. And for those of you that read them, I do appreciate it because I do put a lot of thought into them. And for me, that's where the post is. The video is more of like the hook. And, you know, that's just because I have a message that I want to put out there and I have to play into the algorithms. You know, I can't just do my own thing to a certain extent, right? Obviously, I am doing my own thing, but I can't just go rogue and go against it because, you know, I actually want people to see my videos that I put a lot of work into, right? So that's kind of what's been on my mind recently. And the reason I'm saying all this is to bring awareness to different areas of your life where you may be emotionally enslaved or attached to certain things and reacting to certain things that aren't actually beneficial to your own life. Because I know for myself that there's a lot of them. And, you know, there's even situations where, we can give a pretty good example where I see these comments that attack me as a human being based off something that I say. And my immediate reaction is like, oh, am I actually like that? Or maybe I should go engage. Like, I should respond to him and try to defend myself. But really just taking a step back and from the initial reaction and look at the situation objectively. It's a random person on the internet. There's no profile picture. He could not even be like a real person. He's just saying words that at the end of the day are a reflection of his reality that doesn't have to infringe on mine. And then I can move on with my life with peace, right? Because at the end of the day, peace and love are what life is about. But those are such vague concepts that it's difficult sometimes to sort of define them and to find actionable steps to actually work towards them. But that's kind of honestly, like, when I break down everything I do and everything I post and everything I share, that's kind of what it comes down to. It's my search, my pursuit of excellence, my pursuit of happiness, my pursuit of love, and really understanding what this world is about, but also understanding that this world is inherently a paradox, right? There are so many aspects of this world that are paradoxical. The more you dive deeper into them, the more you really look into a subject, the more you realize nothing really makes sense. But in a way, by nothing making sense, it makes sense because our lives don't make sense. How we got here doesn't make sense. That's why religion exists. That's why, you know, people are atheists. It's a reaction to religion because they want to find meaning. They want yes and yes or no to a question that they have. And I think sometimes just accepting the fact that we don't know the answer and just navigating to the best of our abilities is sometimes the best answer, is the best way to go about life. So that's how I strive to do it. And that's the message that I wish to sort of, you know, impart on all of you who engage and listen to the things I have to say and the experiences that I share. But, you know, speaking of sharing experiences, that's how we started here. Like that, or we, I, that's how I started here on social media, is just sharing my journey to playing professional soccer. And obviously that is still a goal of mine, but I've really realized as well, you know, life is short and there's a lot of other aspects to life. You know, as a footballer, you're very much focused on the physical and, you know, materialistic aspects of life, in the sense that you want to be athletic, you focus on the body, you're focused on, you know, competing against other people, but you start to forget about the mental or the spiritual and the more intellectual aspects of life, because they don't seem to have a direct correlation to your improvement as an athlete, when in reality, I feel like they are just as important as going to the gym, as training, as, you know, going to on trials and all that sort of stuff. Because at the end of the day, you're only as healthy as your mind is clear, right? You're only as healthy as your mind is clear. So, you know, everything contributes to that statement. The food you eat, the people you interact with, the habits that you have on a daily basis, the things you think about, the content you consume, you know, and the clearer your mind, the better of an athlete you'll be. I mean, just for so many reasons, the most obvious of which are, you know, your IQ in terms of your game sense will go up the faster your brain literally works and the clearer your mind, you know, seemingly is. And then also your ability to feel motivated and, you know, willing to train, do things that are uncomfortable and difficult, and, you know, say yes to opportunities that seem scary, and also put yourself out there, and all these different things. You know, the more poisoned your physical body is, the more difficult it is to have a, you know, functioning life in the spiritual and mental aspects. And I always just try to remind athletes and everyone, you know, whatever field you're in, recognize that there are pillars to life in the mental and physical and spiritual, and that you should at least attempt to, you know, strive towards balance in all three. Although balance, can it ever be reached? Can it ever be perfected? I don't believe so. I feel like it's not evident in nature that balance is ever perfect or achieved. It always seems to be a constant striving towards it and an inevitable sort of destruction of everything and a reset, you know? So it's kind of like this self-fulfilling prophecy of striving towards something that is a concept that doesn't exist until we implode and sort of restart beginning that journey again. And that seems to be reflected in the pattern of human life and our life cycles, right? Like, we sort of are thrown into this world and have to try and discover and figure things out for ourselves. And there's people that we think are authorities, but in reality, they've just, you know, maybe have lived longer and say things with more confidence, or they haven't lived longer and don't have any reason to say things with more confidence and yet still say things with more confidence. And therefore, we look up to them as leaders. And, you know, maybe they're actually good people and maybe they aren't. It doesn't really matter. The point is that we navigate life kind of not knowing what we're doing. And I think at the end of it, not also realizing, maybe, I don't know, I'm not at the end of my life, but I would assume that at the end of your life, you might realize, I still don't know anything, but at least I've come to accept the fact that the not knowing is the knowing, and that both are parts of the same coin and both are required for each other, and essentially both are one and the same. So with that being said, I entirely forgot how I started this podcast. If there's anyone still listening, I just want to say I appreciate you so much for taking the time to tune into my thoughts. And we upload these every Monday night. And until we have another guest, we're going to continue to do the night audit reflections, which, again, like I said in the beginning, are more spontaneous, chaotic, and reflective episodes, introspection. You know, that's the goal here. So, I don't know. Like, I'm just so grateful for the fact that I'm even able to have a platform where I can speak my mind. And I honestly do want to engage with the people around me and the people that listen to me, because at the end of the day, that's what I want social media to be. You know, I just feel like it's a waste if we use this platform and this tool to just sort of spit out ideas without any return. So I would love for you, if you're following me on Instagram or the podcast on Instagram at Night Audit Official. And then my personal is Diego TGL, and the links will always be in the description of these episodes. I would love for it if you were to send me a DM, you know, whether it's a question that you have about yourself and for yourself, about your situation or anything. And maybe it's something that it's not going to be something I'll have the answer to. I don't have the answer to anything, but it could be an interesting question that could apply to others listening that we could sort of discuss here on the podcast, and I could give my thoughts on. Or if you just had a straight up question, just ask it if you're listening on Spotify and you sort of scroll down. I don't really know how to explain this, but if you're listening and you got the thing up there and you scroll down, there should be an option where it says respond with a question or something like that. You can do that, and then I'll also answer those questions in the next episodes. And also, just let me know if you want to be anonymous. Otherwise, I will say your name just as out of appreciation for the effort that you took to engage and the thoughtfulness with which you wrote the question. So, yeah, that does it for this episode of Reflections.